Hello, hello, I'm a radio, we are allowed, but then now on fakeologist.com, thank you app for providing the platform and the connectivity with beautiful other shifters that are out there, proving my point that a shift is in all of us, because we started talking off air, but go find the others, is working on something he will explain with his girlfriend, which is exactly the only infinite energy resource Gaia gives us, Gaia's heat, eternal, infinite, the geothermal energy. Please go find the others. Great, we talk. Explain everything.
Okay, explain everything. Well, I, I've been, in the alternative minded genres of all things for a long time. I've attempted homesteading once. That fell through for, personal reasons, etc. But, being self-sufficient is always a goal and, on my bucket list, something I want to do and achieve for sure. So my girlfriend and I are building a hobby farm, and this is the second summer we've been there. The first summer was a lot of bitter renovation to the house to make it more comfortable than the condition we found it. So we only started just a very small garden last year. This year we stepped it up to four separate plots, about 20 yards by 60 yards, two giant raised beds, and then a whole host of, we got like a swing set for cucumbers, etc. But we are, this fall, going to get a geothermal greenhouse so we can produce, hopefully, as near 100% as possible all of our food, and being able to grow in the winter with a climate-controlled situation will hopefully allow for surplus and, and then a little bit of an income so I could transition from a slave to an entrepreneur all in the same place.
Awesome. This is so,
I live in Kansas.
You're describing my own dreams that you are already working on, and I'm working on things that complement this. So this is so beautiful, man. Yeah.
Right. And
where more or less is this? Where more or less is the is your hobby farm? Your Ashire, what I call Ashire.
Yeah, I live in Kansas. The closest city to us, we're a bit in the country, is Lawrence, Kansas, where the University of Kansas is. And that township is only about 30 minutes from Kansas City. So we're about a 40-minute drive outside of a 2.5 million population metropolis, and yeah, just great. Outside the city limits of a 95,000 population town.
Yeah, you're, as I understood, you're in the most boring state, I would say, geologically wise at least, but at least it's agriculturally fertile, right? You have a lot of agriculture there already,
correct,
meaning that you can just apply the methodologies that are already working there, but then with your addition, your shift, yeah, your change, a different economy, ecos nomos, the subsistence of your dwelling. That's what economy means, and that's what you actually work on based on Gaia, Gaia's heat and Gaia's produce, organic. But then with a market of 2.5 million people who want this at 30 minutes away, this is exactly what I have. Yeah, man, our connection is so synchronous, beautiful. Okay, one question, how old are you and your girlfriend?
We are both born in 1977. She turned 45 last month, and I will be 45 on Saturday.
Oh, wow. On Saturday, even. Okay, cool. Well, yeah, then we're in the same age span. I'm a bit, yeah, I'm 2 years younger. But my still wife, we're separated. I wanted to have such a dream thing with my wife, but that didn't work out. So that's why we separate in good condition. So very good. My esposina. Yeah. She is born in 76. So, yeah, we're the same age span. So we have lived life the humanist way before the transhumanist age, at least the big part of it, is what I call in the 80s and 90s, we worked together peer-to-peer without bosses, without subordinates. We organized barbecues. We built huts in the forest. We did things without the internet. It was not there, right? That is what I talk about. And building your geothermal farm, you work with others. You need other people's expertise because you can impossibly build that on your own as well as what you can do with others. So let me help you with mapping, geological mapping, hydrology that helps with finding the right areas for soils and so what I can do. Whatever I can do, that is what I do already for myself and others. That is what I dedicate my time to. I don't dedicate my time to the building of the beast anymore. The Gaia Guidestones versus the Georgia Guidestones.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. We did grow up before the internet. We spent a lot of time outside building and playing and learning. And, you know, my high school didn't even have air conditioning. And I think a lot of people, you know, we answered phones without caller ID that were wired to the wall. And we spent our summers un-air-conditioned, which sounds like an abomination to some of the younger folks. But, yeah, we didn't walk uphill both ways to school, but yes. it definitely got hot in there in the summertime.
Life was, as it should be, challenging. Life right now is unchallenging, because there's everything out there, but people are so lost that they have lost the capacity to work together with their friends and family. Nepotism and cronyism are the ways of working. That's why the elites work like that. They even work together with their enemies. That's their main success factor. Why they are ahead of us in power and money. But we can have that because we are modest. We are not greedy. We're not violent. We're moral thinking people, and based on these principles, building our own ecosnomos, ideally we can exchange produce produced the same geothermal your designed way in here in Colombia and produce from Kansas and exchange it. We still have global trade. Let's profit from that. And we're building, yeah. And you're in the building phase. I am in the building phase too. And all our building phases, Velocet is building great things. App is building this platform together, right?
Yep.
All that aligns towards the same philosophy, not an utopism, not a fixed goal, but as you also work, as I sense already, is organic growth. Let's work it out the best way possible based on the tools and the people and the money we have, and not it needs to be like this and the company works like that, right? And we have to fit in people in this role, and that is why people are working at their job. They're doing things which are completely immoral, nonsensical, illogical, and that's why the world is how it is. Because if people would do at their job what they would do at home, the world wouldn't be as ugly as now, right?
Absolutely. And the things I do at home aren't for the profit. You know, we're the hobby farm. We remodeled this house, you know, to exceed our expectations for how we want to live. You know, there is a byproduct of if we ever had to sell it, it would be worth more than we paid for it. But our goal isn't profit. Our goal is an awesome house that we live in. And it's the, you know, we're trying to transfer that into our occupation as well. And, you know, the byproduct of it, forget farm to table.
I'm sorry. I am very picky, and I sometimes interrupt. That's not nice. But in this case, I would like to. Can we say you're not interested in profit of the mammon? but you are interested in profit. Profit is just an increase in value. You are interested in profit. You want to make things better. Social profit is what I use versus social credit or social antisocial discredit, I would say. But
absolutely.
So, there's nothing wrong with profit, but I understand how you mean it. The profit of the mammon, right? The greedy profit, that kind of profit.
Correct. Yeah, I want to grow better and more healthy and nutritious and living food. If that could be traded at a higher rate and inorganic, unhealthy processed food, sure, I'm okay with that. But yeah, my goal isn't the profit. My goal is the better food.
Yeah, organic profit, right? You are interested in the, or exactly the shift way, right? There's nothing wrong with profit. Profit is better. It's better than before. It's profit, right?
Correct. Yeah, and a lot of times people, you know, confuse profit with, you know, like interest rates or what have you. You know, it's not it's not the usury form of profit, but it is you know, the real way of profit.
That's why I use Newspeak versus Jewspeak.
Right.
They invent Jewspeak. They racism, respect, these words that are completely hollowed out, manipulated in meaning, manipulated with a malicious intent, right? So app, and I hear you like it also, Newspeak is our power. We define our own words and decide what we talk about, and they cannot hurt us. And there's an extra benefit I started seeing later is all these AI bots are all based on existing terms. So if you have new terms and you invent them constantly, like I do and others do, we're always faster than the AI bots. So we are already protecting ourselves double. Because we know we live in a controlled society, but my viewpoint, and I would like to hear your view on that, is people are programmed by their own control. There is not so much control, it's a suggestion of control, and people are programmed by that. All these VPNs and so, all that shit is all, 80% is imagined, 20% is real. There is real control and monitoring and fuckery going on, but for me 80% is imagined. It's just a suggestion of it is enough, the lesson of the Soviet Union especially. As I see it. What are your ideas about that?
Yeah, well, and I could tie Newspeak and that concept in one with a phrase I didn't invent, but I've conjoined too. So you're familiar with the Tavistock Institute, right?
Yeah.
Where they manufacture false demand, and they, you know, the Beatles is a good example. The Beatlemania was, you know, completely inorganic. It was a manufactured hype.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
And so also a lot of people are familiar with Stockholm syndrome, where you identify with
your Do you know where that term comes from? That's great. Do you know where that term comes from?
From Stockholm syndrome. But let me tie the two together real quick. So I've coined Tavistock syndrome, where people are identifying with fake captions.
David Stockholm syndrome, boss. You're a fucking genius. And I have the right to say that because I have a high standard of Newspeak. David Stockholm syndrome, man. Boss. Genius. Please come on air on IMI Radio. Sometime we will do a show there. Oh, man. Excellent. Beautiful.
Oh,
wow. Yeah, I'm not so generous with my compliments as people who know me here at Fakeologist. So, yeah. It's deserved, man. Really great.
Yeah, so I agree. Not only, creating new words, I like to be more clear. I think because a lot of people just say words like from rote memorization with that. Like, here's one that really bothers me. When people say, "Do you understand?" that word understand, most people don't even know what it means, and they use it constantly. And so I usually say, I comprehend English, but I do not stand under you.
Okay, nice. Yes. Hey, let me, we go share Newspeak. Oh, beautiful this. This is nice. What do you think of my one? Respect. Respect. Respect plus pact. So real respect.
Yeah, that's a good one. I would consider respect another word people misuse all the time because they...
That's one.
Yeah, when they feel disrespected or, you know, you better respect, fill in the blank. I don't think they understand what it means, genuinely.
Yes, absolutely. I have so many of just the last days and so. Conspiracy currency. This one I like. Mandela effect.
Mandela effect?
Yeah.
Elaborate. I think I get it, but...
Well, for me, the Mandela effect, I understand what they try to mean with it, but I want to strip it away from the fuckery is everything, right? Another one, media right. Fuckery. The effect of it is changing our memories in the past, but not by the bot AI transfers multiverse bullshit that they layer sauce that they throw over it, but they are actively fucking with our memory. And I have a very good memory, and I know where it comes from also, but so. They cannot get to me with that. So to fuck also with their, to have our own term for the Mandela effect, the Mandela effect. I mean, there are military psyops in changing our perception of the past. That is the point. Our perception of the past.
Yeah.
Twistery. What do you think of Twistery? That's what I use. Twistery. After break.
Okay.
They guided me with psyops.
Psychological operations.
They guided me. With psyops! They weaponize psychology, hey.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
Now that we have psyops, I had psyopath already for a long time. Psychopath plus psyop.
Yep.
It's funny because just before we started talking, in the mod inbox, I don't know what that means in Fakeologist, I asked to create a Newspeak or a Newspeak versus Newspeak channel in the Discord. Because... Also, I have a Newspeak thread on the forum. I don't know if you are on the forum, the Fakeologist forum.
I am on there.
Oh, nice. Well, please put your Newspeak in the thread and we get it there. Beautiful. And on air, I get these gems from us and I want to hear more of your Newspeak because you're so creative. Oh, what a great connection we have here. Nice, man. Nice day.
Yeah. Another one I'm fond of is psyoptized.
Oh, wow. You're a great man. Wow. What's for doing?
I'm sure there's something to the NPC theory, but I think a lot of regular people are psyoptized.
You're men. Oh, and I now have a new one, psyoptized as well, because I just misspelled it, but... You are, I learned from you. You are better than me, man. That's great. Wow. Oh, you up my standards. That's great. I have sinfluencers. I just came. Sinfluencers.
That's pretty cool.
Nice.
I also like synchromystic. instead of just synchronicity, synchromystic.
Synchromystic, okay, yeah, nice. In that area, I have serendipity. Synchronicity plus serendipity.
Nice. Well, and I think I've seen you type a version of it, but I always say, if his story equals history, then my story equals mystery.
Sorry, my story equals mystery. Mid-story, yep. Yeah, okay, I have that one too. I came to that one too. But I love twistery for the history hoax, fake history, right? Fomenko, you know Anatoly Fomenko, you've heard of him at least, I think. Yeah. Twistery.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Are you here? I don't live at the quiet countryside of Kansas. I have 10 million people around me, and this is quiet since yesterday, and the proof of it, the evidence is on air yesterday recorded, and Vela said was very quick in uploading my chat with App yesterday morning and in the afternoon. We had the Playmobil Power, another one, Playmobil Power Parade here in front of me, Independence Day, so-called. So-called 212 years, but that's not the case. 119, because Panama and its canal zone was stolen from us here. Okay, that ended up in the Plan Patagonia chat, so all great. We have to finish that, and we can talk about that if you're interested in that, because it's also nice, and lots of news speaking there. What I want to say? Yeah, I live in the city, but I aspire a shire. I aspire what you are building here in Colombia, and we can do that together with your help. Your Westerners' investments go much farther here in terms of pieces of land and what we can achieve here. We can do this geothermal building here with the people here because labor is much cheaper. In the US, you have to do that yourself because it's impossible to pay all these people to do that for you. Here, that is possible, and that's why the system abuses this GDI, Global Economic Discrepancy, GDE, because they, and we should use that. We should let your dollars flow far using Colombia and Vietnam and Rwanda and other second world developing countries like this, where there's lots of climates and agriculture, where your Kansas wisdoms, your shamanisms there, your ways of working that work everywhere because it's legit and objective, should be implemented here, and vice versa. What works here works there, and together we matter, and together we build our own economy like this, completely off the grid of a system we know is hostile to us.
Absolutely. I mean, that's the only way through this thing. Like the you know, the beast system is a multi-headed hydra, and you can't kill it. It just brings forth new heads. The starvation, like, you know, I say the system was designed for you to join it or fight it. Both ways, it has your attention. But the way out of this thing is just to build something new.
Yes, yes. That is, you understand this exactly. And we're so aligned. I have to say, I have to go very far back in my memory to find a moment I had so much synchronicity with you as with you, man. It's really nice. Because, and here I'm proving this. This year, 2022, I am gathering a shift around me, but organically. That's why I'm not so-called successful. All my ideas are startups. I could build a company, a structure like that. Then I could become rich. I don't want that. I want this to build organically, and people need to see it, and you see it already, right? And then we can work together. You don't need to convince people of things. We work together on equal basis, voluntary basis, because that is the organic Gaia way of living. That's the divine way of living, the unspoiled way of living. The clown world should be NPC. It should be a non-playing chapter. Thank you, Aya Servant, for his newspeak there. Yeah? Right? And you understand all these things already. We don't need to discuss this. This is beautiful, man. We can speak at such a high level And wow, man, really, wow, go find the others. Absolutely, that's what I do every day around me. I go out on the street, that's my job, so-called, that's my work time, that's what I do. I just go out and talk with people like I do online, and I always find awareness, awakening, always. That's why a shift is in everyone. Everybody is awake on something, right?
Yes. Yeah, and I'm going
to
push
nobody who 100% likes to be a full slave, right? That's the point. And nobody is 100% a full slave. Nobody.
I've never met one.
And you are actively building something. And that's what I miss with all these fakeologists and all the peace of mind for nurser. They're hypocrites. They're waiting for the future to come to them. I recorded a beautiful episode solo yesterday about that. So beautiful that you prove my point that there are people out there like us who build something, what life is about, creation, growth, not like a vegetative state that you wait until the future hits you and we know that the future is going to be bad. It's insane, right?
Well, Timothy Leary was asked once, what do you do after you tune in, turn on, and drop out? And he said, find the others. Well, I put the go in front of it because in today's age, with the internet and the ease of contact and information, the active part has kind of been beaten out of what, you know, we call truthers or people that are awake. They think, like, you know, the goal is to type more keys and post more posts. But it's not. Like, you know, you defeat Monsanto not with Molotov cocktails and pickets. You defeat Monsanto by growing your own food. Like, you'll never get the school board to stop, you know, grooming your children, but you're going to have to homeschool. You know, you can exempt yourself from federal taxes. It's very simple. It's done all the time. I haven't paid a penny in federal income taxes in like 15 or 16 years. But it's the active part everybody forgets. It's like, go find the others. Don't sit here and wait for the others to find you. You know, that's not enough anymore. And sure, you know, quote unquote, waking people up serves the purpose. And it is beneficial. But my kind of telos or motto is, you know, plant seeds, answer questions honestly. But in the meantime, go find the others. And that's not like, you know, necessarily on a city street or in a crowd, but when you're gardening, you know, that the act of gardening will bring garden ideas and garden people to you. When you're creating, whether it's, if your thing is music, if you're an artist, like you're creating your art, bring the other like that to you. So there, I think that's a big part of the equation most people miss. Is actually doing it. Homeschool your fucking kids. Stop waiting for the school board or a private school or vouchers and all this bullshit. You know, the CDC, Dr. Fauci, all this crap. Just say no. Don't take the motherfucking vaccine. It's that easy. And when you don't, you're fine. And then when other people around you see that you don't get sick and you're fine and you're not scared of the fucking Rona, you know, that's how you empower other people. I'm going to butcher the like, constant quiet ecstasy is the best form of proselytizing. Like, you got to live it first and show people that you're not going to go to jail philosophy. If you don't file a tax return. Yeah.
Philosophy. Philosophers, loving wisdom, you need to be the example. You need to live your message. Otherwise, you are preacher, you're a carny, you're fake, you're a showman, right?
And
then you don't need to convince others. You just do things, and other people see what you do. That's indeed, man. It is again incredible. Yesterday I recorded 1.5 hours of chat about exactly what you now in 1.5 minutes. Summarize, but everything. The education system, education system is my new one. Education. Indoctrination plus so-called education. I have education. Okay. I provide education. I aid to educate. So I help people learn. I cannot teach people. I can help people learn.
Yeah, and it all requires action. I think that's where most people get lost. And to love something isn't a feeling that comes to you. Love is a verb. It's an action. Like when you do something with honor and integrity and all your effort, you know, you're loving that garden. You're loving your spouse. You're loving your children by doing things that, you know, make it better or move it along. Or at the very least, not make it worse. You know what I mean? You can't scream at your spouse and hit her when you're drunk and tell her you love her.
Right, you cannot unhelp or unlearn. That doesn't exist. Yeah, unlearn lies, but unhelp. Right, you cannot unaid. You can, but there is no negative. There's always a positive. That principle should be the principle of our economy. And now I see glass. Oh man, we will talk about this great man. We can get to something here. Glass, yeah, a glass, yeah. Because we can have our own virtual currency. I have Acoin. Our own virtual currency. A currency you can can be based on anything. A cryptocurrency people come with. No, I say virtual, not crypto. Crypto is dependency. It depends on the internet. Stupid. I'm not saying don't do crypto. It's a face. Okay, fine. It works. Okay, I want to learn about it. But our own currency should be based like these people in the Pacific Islands who had some stone and they had an agreement that is worth so much and you owe each other so much and blah, 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 like that, right? That exists. Right. That is organic way of living. That these methodologies exist. People come to me and say, yeah, hey, what you talk about, that is Ubuntu. That is Taoism. And I've never studied any of these things and stay unmarked. But apparently, yeah, they come to the same conclusions and points, right? You probably also have had that. If you go find the others and do what I do, talk to them, man. It's beautiful, and it's coming from Timothy Leary. Nice origins, and yeah, nice, man. Nice creativity. So how is your experience finding the others?
It has been wonderful. I've met a lot of really cool people. And the inverse, I've met tons of shitty people. You know, just because, you know, you're quote-unquote awake doesn't mean you're a good person. I've also had this saying forever. Yeah. That the world is full of rich people and the world is full of smart people. What the world needs is better people. You know, so
yes.
You know, in my efforts of finding the others, I've also learned that just because someone's quote unquote on the same page with you doesn't mean they can't be a shithead and a scumbag. But those are all, you know, reflections of the inner, and they're teaching tools. Like you can beat your head against it and deny it, or you can go, oh, I'm done with toxic relationships. And even you don't just have to avoid toxic normies. You can avoid toxic truthers too. And it's a refination. It's a whittling down of, you know, your path or your journey. You know, the street signs become bigger when you're not constantly reading the garbage. You know, the path becomes clearer. Maybe this is what I'm trying to say. Like the Greeks had a word, telos, T-E-L-O-S, and it derived with their archers. So like when you're shooting bows and arrows in a pack, to aim at something is kind of impossible because there's going to be too much shrapnel and other things in the way. So the archers would aim their telos, like over the wall or below the cavalry. Like you're not aiming at a thing. You're headed in a direction.
Smartly, creatively, triggered by what I see as evolution, by this surrounding, the environmental triggers make them creative and find ways to get over or right over it.
Right. Yeah. So I, you know, in my efforts to find the others, the direction becomes more apparent, the path I take to get there becomes less relevant. As long as I'm headed that way, if I got to climb a tree or dig under a wall or take a paved highway, it doesn't matter to me, but I know I'm headed this direction. So most people just want to stay on the highway. Well, the highway could fucking, if it's a business loop, it'll just drive you in a circle the rest of your life. If your goal is the highway, you're going to get fucking lost because there's road construction. But if you're heading east and you don't care about highways, and sometimes it's gravel and sometimes it's dirt, sometimes you walk and sometimes you drive and sometimes you ride, as long as you're headed in the direction of your purpose, that's the point. Like, I have another saying, a successful utopian society would be one that consists of thousands of separate utopias. Like the New World Order wants this androgynous, dumbed down, unenthused, middle of the road, you know, pack mentality. That's their utopia. Well, then, like, when people figure out the New World Order scam, they're like, well, we got to have, this way for every. It's the one size fits all.
It's very easy for us. They made it so easy for us because what they want is ugly. What we want and live and show is beautiful. So people come to us, as I see it.
Right. And beauty is a wide range. You can be, you know, lots of different people. You know, they only look for, I don't know, I guess it's kind of difficult to say what I'm thinking, but yeah, I think the way forward, many ways forward.
Well, people look for entertainment.
Right.
Mindless entertainment, and I put learntertainment in front of that. You can entertain yourself and learning something at the same time. Even right. Also the power of hindsight and the power of foresight after the break.
Hi, this is Heroes.
Purple Plate.
Fluid Glue Now.
Emerald Equator.
The Asarian.
Psioptica.
For Science.
You're listening to Fakeologist Radio at fakeologist.com.
I wanted to ask you a question. How come that we have never met? How long are you here at Fakeologist?
Oh, I've been around quite a while. I'm like a grandpa truther, you know, out here. Sorry.
I'll mute.
That's okay. Now, I've been around Fakeologist for a while, and I've definitely seen and read some of your posts. With my current situation of work and, the house renovation and the gardening, I just, this past year or so, have spent way less time on Discord calls than in the recent past. In the last 5 years, I've probably wasted time on Discord calls, but I've seen you and read your posts, and I'm familiar with you. I think I'm even in your server, but it's just, yeah, my plate got full, and I was IRLing instead of dubbing. And I've done a couple of apps, so you may have heard me speak with him. I don't know. I try and catch as many as possible. I definitely don't listen to every single one. But and speaking of which, I have reached my destination. It was good chatting with you. I'll definitely be interested in another conversation, longer or structured or whatever, but I actually came on to speak with someone else, and I don't know if our time zones got crossed or what, but that was another neat little sync that you were here and we got to chat. But fortunately or unfortunately, I might have to go now, and we could just say to be continued.
Sure, I was muted. Cool, that you came on. Go find the others. And thank you for coming on. You're left already, but have a good night. And good luck with your geothermal, and I can help you with that. I have advocated geothermal here with Mark and Ab before. Nice. Cool. Newspeak versus Jewspeak. Education versus education. Kinfluencers versus sinfluencers. Kinfluencers versus sinfluencers. Mollywood versus Hollywood. We make our own films. We can make our own films. All these things that are considered cultish and are not, that's these things I talk about, not the things that are cultish, because yeah, those are wrong, but doing things together is not cultish. It's normal, it's human beings. They have made that feel cultish, or so, to make us all compartmentalized and all, you figure it out yourself and with your smartphone. No. What is cultish is if there is a cult leader who decides it's going to be like this, and you have to follow this and detach from your family and friends. No. Connect with them and connect them on. Let's connect with them. So, the anti-cult. A shift is the anti-cult. It's a philosophy that goes against cults. Because cults are pyramidal, are insane. They're static. They're ugly. They're wrong. They're evil. Gaia speaks for herself. You don't need a cult leader. Gaia's the cult leader. And I'm not Gaia. And I'm Gaia here, but not Gaia with capitals. Gaia with capitals is called, is the cult leader. If you want to be calling it a cult. But it's not a cult, it's the anti-cult. Because it's dynamic and organic growth and not predefined, predestined, pre-order. It needs to be like this and otherwise it's wrong. No. It needs to be the best way it will become based on the available tools, skills, time, and resources, including value, now money, later Acorn, or glass. The glass, yeah, it's a big resource, infinite. Fire and sand, Gaia's resources. Fire and sand are endless, infinite resources. You have to do your best to use all the sand in the world faster than Gaia can erode. Because there's a lot of sand in the world. A lot of silica. Maybe you can make carbonate glass. I don't know. Calcite glass. And why not? Calcite is partly transparent. Then you have, even in carbonitic environments where you don't have so many sandstones, you don't have a hinterland of a granite or that produces sand, then you could use carbonate sand to make carbonate glass. There are all kinds of possibilities. Gaia's resources are infinite. Effectively, they are infinite because we can never use all the resources that Gaia has. Even gold is rare, of course, but we can never find all the gold in the world because there is so much gold hidden from us. Most of the gold is hidden from us. We can never get to that. We can never do geologic studies detailed enough to prospect all the gold in the world. So, and that is with a scarce resource, let alone with salt or
pretend or phosphate or other resources that are much more common than gold. Well, a huge plane taking off here. It's the biggest, the longest plane I've seen. Maybe it's in 777 flying close by, or it's a bigger plane than that, but I don't know if there's a bigger one. This huge one, it goes very slowly, climbing very slowly. Like happens here because we live at an high elevation, so there's much less lift with the planes. I've experienced this. We went into a corkscrew climbing over the hills here, the eastern hills, flying from the same airport, going towards Medellin. And then on to, what was it? Honduras? No, we went to Montería. Went to Montería. No, you went to Providencia. Yeah. So, we experienced this, and that's the altitude, the elevation. That's why it will be awesome. If there can be a military parade here, there can be a Formula One race. That is possible. Now that we have had this, it is a perfect example, perfect proof that we can do in Formula One. It's the highest in the world, then. That's fair and good. Beautiful street race here. Easily arranged. There's some preparation of streets necessary, and that's only for good. But this is very promising.